So the growing season is pretty short here.
Oh, yeah. Normally we have a frost by 15th August, normally.
15th August?
Usually have one 15th of June to 15th August.
15th of June to 15th of August.
Yeah.
That is a short one.
Before I moved here, we were here for 4th of July and it snowed.
Wow. What's the altitude here? I didn't catch that as I drove in.
77. 7,700 and something a little over.
Pretty high, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about the ranching. What things did people raise here?
Well, they raised, two things. They fought, sheep men and the cattlemen fought a lot during the real early days, because the cattlemen were the first ones in, and the sheep unwatched did quite a lot of damage to the mountains and the hills.
Yeah.
And cattlemen didn't want them around. They tried to run them off, and sometimes they were successful. They had sheep and cow wars. In about 1927, they had a photograph. I have a photograph of the sheep and cow men getting together and going on a Forest Service sojourn to set out some range rights for sheep and for cattle. I have a photograph of that. Mm-hmm. And I have it maybe in that book. I don't know.
Okay.
But anyway, they raised that, and of course, horses. Mules they didn't raise very much, raised them a little, raised quite a few horses.
Mm-hmm.
Almost everything until World War II was done with horses.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of horses to ride and to work and pull sleds, pull wagons, pull anything you wanted to pull. And the cattle, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And the cattlemen before World War II, a lot of the ranchers, instead of butchering a cow, they'd go out and poach a deer, eat the deer meat, and sell the cow, you know. That happened a lot. So did other people.
What did the sheep just graze too closely to that?
Yeah, they just grub things down and bury this
concrete. So that's the big
I know
deal.
Places where I can show somebody where it happened.
Yeah.
When they're not watched properly. Now then the government kind of controls them. There's not many sheep bands around here. There's some west of here about 25 miles. Right around here, I don't think there's a real band of sheep here. There's maybe someone's got a few sheep around the pasture, but to really have a big band of sheep, like 500 or 3,000 or 4,000 on the range like they used to, they don't have them.
Okay. Did people raise hogs here at all?
Just a little for their own use.
Okay.
I've done that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What? Tell me some of the things that you... I know back in the old days, people really butchered those hogs and used every bit of it they could.
Oh, yeah, everything. We butchered them, and personally, in my case, I'd go usually around Montrose and buy a couple of pigs, wiener pigs they call them, because they just gotten weaned from their mother.
Uh-huh.
Bring them up, put them in a big pig pen, and feed them. I'd feed them everything I could get. Sometimes I'd go around to stores and get garbage and pour in for them, and then give them a little grain with it. When they got bigger and got ready to butcher them, I didn't want them to taste like garbage, so then I'd start changing them over from garbage to greens.
Changing their diet, huh?
And they change their diet. And then when they get to weigh about, say, 200 pounds on foot or 250 pounds, we'd try to get them where they were out of a wet pig pen and were on a diet, and we'd butcher them. And the day before we butchered them, we'd take them off a feed, and we'd butcher them the next day. And the way we did that, we'd take a barrel of water and heat it over an outside fire, and then we'd take and make a windlass and put the pig, like on the hind feet, to tie a rope or a couple of three strips of barbed wire or something to hold it, and we'd pull it up and dip it down in that up and down until it get the hide where we could scrape the hair off.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've done a mini one that way.
Really?
She may have. Did you ever?
No.
Oh,
I didn't live on a farm.
City girl.
ranches had it here, though. Ranches and farms too.
Mm-hmm.
But then we'd get one end of it scraped, and they would turn it around and tie a wire on the snout or something and do the other end, scrape it good and get it screened, and we take, and after that it take about an hour or so to scrape it, and we take the entrails, the guts, you want to call it, that out and clean them good, wash them, and take them and hang them and let them cool. And sometimes we'd cut them down the middle from the tail down to the head, cut the head off and take the jowls out. That means parts up there in the throat, and grease is what it was. They were fat.
Mm-hmm.
And take the tongue out, the brains, and then we'd take all the fat and heat it and make lard out of it by heating it. Try to make it into lard like you buy up here at the store.
Yeah.
And we'd let it cool for as long as the weather would let us. If it was real cold weather, we'd let it take for several days.
No, it's a bird.